This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The Gismondi Family Foundation has committed more than $1 million to support the University of Pittsburgh and its community engagement efforts in Pittsburgh neighborhoods. And joining us is University of Pittsburgh trustee John Gismondi. John, it is wonderful to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rick. How are you?
I am very well. Tell me why. Tell me why. I mean, I know your love for Pitt. I know that you've got multiple degrees from there. I know that you and Lisa love the university. You serve as a trustee. But why specifically working on these neighborhood education programs? What was it about that that appealed to you and Lisa?
Well, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find something that's more worthwhile than helping support childhood education for kids that need an extra boost. And I think it's also important that Pitt, as a university, as sort of the flagship in southwestern Pennsylvania, and particularly in the city of Pittsburgh, ought to be involved in impacting not just the students who attend there, but the community at large. And this is certainly a fundamental way to reach the kids in Homewood, in Hazelwood, in the Hill District, and in Oakland. And that's what the neighborhood education program is designed to do.
One of the things that this does, John, that I think a lot of people would say, oh, you're doing what? Is you're doing out-of-school time programs, including Saturday mornings. How do you get kids to embrace that? When a lot of kids say, I don't want to go to school Monday through Friday, let alone on Saturday.
Yeah, well, that's a very good question, but let me just first back up 1 second. Part of this program is in-school tutoring by Pitt education majors, aspiring teachers, who go into the classroom and are tutoring in math and reading. Now, there is a weekend component. Right now, in Homewood, in the Hill District, and we will have one in Hazelwood. It's a good question. You have to make it attractive. You have to make it fun and educational at the same time, and you need the support of the community. So the university has really partnered with, for example, in Hazelwood, Center of Life, in Homewood, the Homewood Children's Village, in the Hill District, Ozanam, and other nonprofits. Organizations that are rooted in the community have been part of this planning process. And the programs in each of those communities, Rick, are tailored to what the people in the community wanted. And so, to your question, you depend to some extent on the folks in the community encouraging the kids to come to the program on Saturday. I will say that based on the experience in Homewood, if they show up on Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, because each session is a half day long, they generally come back. And the parents sometimes come, and they enjoy what they see. The key is, as you suggest, to get them there the first time. And for that, we depend on the teachers in the school to spread the word, and we depend on those, you know, organizations that are rooted in the community that Pitt has partnered with in getting out the word, encouraging the kids to show up. And once they do show up, you have to make it fun and yet educational at the same time. Here's an example. A few weeks ago, I went to the Saturday morning session in Homewood. What were they doing, among other things? They had a group of Pitt engineering students coming in, and they showed the kids how you might build a roller coaster. They were using toilet paper rolls and some other things, but it was a fun activity. But in the, you know, in the course of doing that, the kids are learning something about speed, inertia, momentum, and centrifugal force. So you have to make it interesting. And then they'll come back a second, third, and for the balance of the semester.
It's obvious to me, John, that you and Lisa, John Gismondi joining us here on KDKA, you and Lisa support the idea of lifetime learning. And at the same time, you're also supporting aspiring teachers, right? I mean, by hiring and then training education students to work as these tutors, it really is sort of a hands-on, almost a co-op experience for them, right?
Right. I mean, I've said this is a win-win situation. It's of obvious benefit to the students. And these are mainly third, fourth, and fifth graders. It's obviously of benefit to them, but it's also of benefit to, you know, students out of the education school at Pitt who are thinking of becoming educators because it gives them experience in testing out their communication skills. How are they at writing a lesson plan? How are they at stimulating students? So it's a... it's a program that's of benefit to both the teacher and the student in this setting.
How long will it take before, I know that you said that Homewood has been up and running, Hazelwood I think is the next one that they're planning on doing, how long until you can get a program off the ground in a new part of town?
Well, that's a good question. The Hill District is up. We have what are called STEAM Saturdays there, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. That's up. Hazelwood is next in line. We're hoping to do it sometime in 2024. There are a lot of, you know, moving parts with that. But, you know, these are formative years for students, and that's why we want to get them early. You know, there's an old saying that when you're in that third, fourth, second, even second grade, you know, you are learning to read, but you're learning to read because later you can read to learn. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's important to focus on the formative years where basic reading and math skills need to take root. And then also, you're trying to spark some interest, stimulate some interest, maybe in technology by making a computer game fun or dissecting a computer or making electricity fun, maybe to spark somebody's interest in, you know, that course of study. So it's providing the basics, reading and math, there's no getting around that, but it's also trying to cultivate and spark some interest in other subject matters. As one of the people from Homewood who serves as our education outreach coordinator said, she said, you know, we need to make these kids feel like it's cool to learn, mm-hmm. and it's cool to want to learn. And that's very true. You know, we're trying to cultivate and stimulate interest in learning at a very early age.
With all this talk about engineering and computers and technology, I would think that maybe you've been doing some moonlighting as an engineer on the weekends. Any truth to that? I mean, would Lisa say that you've been running off to be doing engineering game plans for people?
No, she would know that I have no aptitude in that area at all. But, you know, she would also say that she shares my view that it's important for the university to be impactful, not only, you know, at the Cathedral of Learning, but the university needs to be impactful in the city, in the neighborhoods, and really throughout the region. And so this whole, you know, concept of community engagement is something I think that the school takes very, very seriously, and they're interested in doing the engagement in partnership with the organizations who are rooted in the community. And certainly this neighborhood education program reflects that. Each one of these programs is customized to what the people on the Hill in Homewood or in Hazelwood wanted. And that's what the university wants to deliver.
It's obvious your passion for not only the university, but for the city that you call home is there. And the philanthropic efforts that you have continued to do along with your wife are admirable. Thank you so much, John, for coming on and sharing that with us today on KDKA.
Very good. Thank you, Rick.
Yep. John Guzmani joining us. He and his wife, Lisa, giving $1 million+ to support the University of Pittsburgh's community engagement efforts in Pittsburgh neighborhoods.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.